koma hlanga chake knitaka. Akuma hlanga.
Chamai, hello. I'm Maria, up to Hatnga Salihnik. Welcome to the Aleutic Word of the Week, a lesson in Aleutic language and culture. This week's word is
Kabuk,
which means pumice.
Ashani iwai hua kabuk kutmi kishin miktachtuk.
In a sentence, sometimes I find pumice on the beach, but it is always small. Pumice is a type of volcanic glass. This gritty, light-colored igneous rock forms during volcanic eruptions as water mixes with molten lava. The water turns to steam and creates a lightweight, frothy stone that hardens as it falls to earth. Most pieces of pumice are so light they will float in water. Aleutic craftsmen once used pumice like sandpaper to smooth the surfaces of tools during manufacture. Kodiak's archaeological sites commonly contain pieces of pumice with facets, ground surfaces created by rubbing the stone against a bone or wood object. In more recent times, people used pumice to clean their stovetops and anything else they wanted to smooth or shine. Although Kodiak Island has no volcanoes, pumice can often be found along the archipelago shores, delivered to the area by wind and tides from the volcanically active Alaska Peninsula. Much of the pumice found on Kodiak in the past century comes from the 1912 eruption of Mount Novarupta on the Alaska Peninsula. The explosion, the largest in the 20th century, sent more than 30 cubic kilometers of volcanic debris into the air. Although prevailing winds carried much of the massive debris cloud toward the northern end of the Kodiak archipelago, lightweight pumice clogged the ocean and floated around the islands. In the days following the eruption, people in boats reported that the pumice was a foot deep and that in Shelikov Strait, the pumice field was dense enough for a person to walk on. As the tides carried pumice to shore and as pumice eroded from the Alaska Peninsula landscape, Kodiak beaches were inundated with the material. People found garbage can-sized pieces and collected pumice along the shores for decades. That's the Aleutic Word of the Week. The Aleutic Word of the Week is produced at the studios of KMXT Public Radio in Kodiak, Alaska. Words are spoken and translated by elders Nicole Oakley and Sophie Shepherd. Lessons are written by the Aleutic Museum with assistance from Kodiak Island Aleutic Speakers, Aleutic Language Club, the New Words Council, and with mentorship from Dr. April Lactonen Counselor. Lessons are published in the Kodiak Daily Mirror each Friday. Please contact the Aleutic Museum for weekly distribution of lesson copies by visiting the museum's website at aleuticmuseum.org and find our podcast on the iTunes Store. And if you would like to learn more about the Aleutic language, visit aleuticlanguage.org.
I don't know.